All right. Dang,
welcome.
It's the hot box.
Hot box.
So I, as always, missed you.
I missed you too. I missed all of our happy listeners
here
at the Hot Box. Happy Tuesday at 9.
Yes. Happy, happy Tuesday. And I'm just so glad to be back in the Hot Box, just like always. It's always a treat.
I know. Tuesdays are like my Fridays, even though I have to work continuously for like another 4 more days.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Tuesdays, I work tomorrow. And I still have to work Saturday. So yeah, I still work like the rest of the week. I just had my weekend, you know? So like Tuesdays, it's like my little extra weekend, like a mini weekend.
Like a little fun night.
Yeah, it's a little fun night. Exactly. It's Mary's little tiny fucking fun night.
Something to make the Tuesday work day go by faster.
It's true, because Monday is always, I mean, everybody thinks that Monday's like a bunch of big bullshit, but like.
Yeah, man, Monday made me cry.
You know what? Monday made me cry too, I think. I think I cried at least once or almost cried. I think I had a temper tantrum actually on Monday. Yeah. I didn't have my weed on yet. I didn't have my weed dick out.
Man.
Yeah. When that weed dick's not out, man, sometimes, I gotta tell you, sometimes you don't want to step to me. So how was your weekend? I mean, you worked, right?
Friday, I went to the Redwood.
Nice.
Got drunk to drown my sorrows, which I don't have a lot of sorrows, but Friday I had a little bit of sorrows, so I did that. I think Saturday was cool. Oh, yeah, I worked and then I walked.
All right.
For like 7 miles.
Damn, digga.
I know, nice. I left work early, and I went to a music store to buy my boyfriend a musical birthday or a Christmas present.
How cool. What'd you get him? A kazoo? Aww,
what if he's listening?
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I forgot.
It's wrapped. I wrapped it in leftover magazine paper.
That's what I always do. I use like old magazines and old newspapers to wrap gifts in, because nobody, I don't know, unless you're like Martha Stewart or some shit or some Pinterest addicted chick, like you don't care about the like ripping wrapping paper off a gift. That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to like go out of my way to get like expensive ass gift wrap. And then, I mean, it's just newspapers are out there too.
Yeah. Recycle. It's reduce, reuse, recycle. So you're supposed to reuse.
Mm-hmm. And you can even try to like I do like, I get the, like, I'll like, get a bunch of LA Expresses and wrap them in those, because like the classified ads are really funny. Like SWF seeks SWB for, I don't know, DP. For DP and a BJ. Yeah.
Well, I hear, as you may have noticed, that there is a missing soul in the studio.
Yeah, we are sans Cassie, and it is with a heavy heart that we don't have her here. We miss her. Cassie, if you're listening, I hope that you're cozy. It's freezing outside, and a palm frond blew on top of my car because it's that windy out.
But give us a call.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm going to read the number now.
You know, do it. It's tradition, as tradition.
800-893-9562. Give us a call. You're listening in. We got a lot of cool stuff for you tonight. Tonight is special.
It's special because we have two guys in a band called Qui that are in the studio, ready to come and jam out all their jams and shit.
Ram them out.
They're gonna ram them. They're gonna do a clam jam. So they're here, and also Friday is allegedly, depending on who you talk to, may or may not be the apocalypse.
Oh,
wow.
Possible apocalypse.
Yeah.
Apocalypse. Yeah. Epocalypse.
So it's because it's 12/21/12. That's why?
Well, Mayan calendar ended. People freaking out about that.
Oh, so the Mayan calendar ceased to be after 12/21/12 last time?
Yeah. And then the sun, of course, it's the solstice, so it's like lined up on the most northern part of the earth, which happens to be at that time of year in direct alignment with Sagittarius, aka where the black hole of the universe is, and this thing called the dark rift will be floating between the two. A lot of science stuff has people freaked out. Also, people are worried about magnetic pole shift.
Oh, Jesus Christ, now I have another thing to be worried about.
Which is something that happens, and someday all the compasses are going to start pointing south and no one's going to know what's going on.
Holy shit. So we got that cracking off, and then the Mayan calendar one time was over on December 21st of 2012. And so now we...
I think this stuff will happen whenever, but I have to interrupt this really quick because someone special is on the line.
All right. Let's hear it.
Hello?
Caller.
Hello?
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 Who is this?
Who's this?
This is Mindy. Who's this?
This is Cassie.
Cassie!
Oh.
Baby girl.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I hear the cold.
I have a cold. I'm sick. But I'm fine. How are you guys?
Are you at least blazing or are you too sneezy to be blazing?
Girl, I'm still blazing.
Good. Yeah. I would be too, dude. Like, I fucking... Yeah.
Make it go away.
Yeah, make all of your sorrows go away. Just blaze those germs right out of you.
Yeah, that's better. Watching some 1990s Saturday Night Live right now.
Oh,
very nice.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. How are you guys? I hear you guys are talking about the world ending. I was just talking about that with my roommate. I'm a little scared.
Well, what do you think is going to happen? I mean,
Yellowstone could explode.
Yeah, like my thing is I'm like, are there just going to be like crazy big sinkholes like in on the ground? Like where like the ground just starts caving in places? Because I mean,
did people say that Yellowstone's going to explode? Is that a thing?
Well, Yellowstone's a giant volcano that has exploded like many times throughout history, but it's actually under the plate, so it's exploded in different places because it's the same place as far as like the lower areas of the earth. It's like a chamber, but then the earth's crust has been moving over it, and so sometime in some future moment that's probably gonna erupt.
Another thing I think is
no one can prove that it's this Friday though.
Yeah, nobody can prove it, but I think it is making a lot of people think. And I wonder if there's like, I wonder if like romance is like peaking right now because everybody's like, spend the last day on earth with me on Friday.
I know quite a few weddings that have been going down.
Because like, I read about that too. Like there's like a series of like apocalypse weddings that are cracking off. And like,
I was just thinking about that because I'm going to be in Seattle and I'm going to be far away from my sweetheart. And that was actually something that I was thinking about.
Oh man, I'm far away from my family. There's so many horrible things that could happen.
Well, and you're a deep
thinker. A gamma
ray
burst. A supernova is traveling our way and we're all going to radiate. Our skin is going to boil off.
Dude, whatever happens, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm stoked that if I get to die in the apocalypse and civilization ever comes back and like historically finds any trace of anything having to do with us, like... I don't know. I mean, it'd be kind of cool, but then it also seems like everything would be wiped away and they would not know anything about the human race except for like whatever's left behind.
Do you guys want to hear a pretty crazy story?
Yes. What's that? I do.
Okay. This has to do with the end of the world. Since I work at a record label, we were recently trying to find a plant that could press a record that would play like the longest amount per side, which led us to, I can't say who told this story because it's top secret and he wouldn't discuss it over email. He was too afraid. And so this was passed down to me. Okay. So he called, they're talking on the phone. Apparently there are these record plants that can press these extremely long playing records. But the catch is, this is a long, I'm giving you guys a bridge version right now. They're owned by Scientologists.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, now, yeah. No, I need more.
Here's what's going down. Basically, they are recording hours and hours and hours and hours of L. Ron Hubbard speeches, and they're pressing them on these, like, copper LPs that play really, really, really long, but they're made out of pure copper.
Fuck.
And they are buying land all over the world, and they are burying these, like, big industrial record players that are solar-powered, and these L. Ron Hubbard speeches pressed on copper records in these big orbs underground so that when the world ends, people can discover the teachings of L. Ron Hubbard.
I feel like lightning just touched the tip of my tets
like,
right now.
Once, that gave me, like, once the society rebuilds from our drastic
they'll
collapse.
Excavate all of these. Like that literally, like right now, you, Cassie, you can't see it, but my lovely skin is crawling right now because of that.
I know.
That like, it makes me like, just be like, what else, man?
I
love you, Cassie. I wish you were here.
I don't think like BS is around, so I took it very. I mean, I love this kind of stuff anyway.
I like that
I'm
kind of shit too.
Susceptible to it, but yeah. I mean, come on, that's pretty creepy. And also,
guess what I just did,
dude? I was once in a band called Elrond's Cupboard.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Oh my god,
we were
amazing.
Epic.
Oh, yeah,
but
were.
We had to change our name because we were scared of the man.
Yeah, totally. So that's when you guys became Azteca's Frame, right? Or Azteca Frame?
Yeah, that's why we went to Azteca Frame because they didn't think Elrond's Cupboard was serious, and we were probably going to get hate letters if we went anywhere.
Yeah, that's true. Like sometimes funny names for bands are funny. But like I remember seeing in like LA Weekly, because I still read the back of LA Weeklies, even though it's kind of a joke. Like sometimes, you know, you can see the tours and stuff. But I saw Cummy Porcupine Babies was playing at the Whiskey.
Oh.
Cummy? Ooh.
Cummy Porcupine Babies.
Well, speaking of bands, let's take this time to bring in Quee so that we can find out their view on this post-apocalyptic world we're about to enter.
Yeah, it's time to find out some shit and bring on the
All
boys
right.
of
Quee. Are you guys ready? Because this here is Quee.
I'm so excited. I wish I could see them.
Love you, honey. I miss you. I hope you feel better.
No. Welcome.
Hi, guys.
Sorry, that was our beginning
that
rant.
That was Cassie. Yeah, we always do the beginning rant. Dude, that gave me the creeps, what she said.
I wouldn't be
fucking surprised either.
They're weird.
No, Scientology. Yeah. They're weird. And what's weird is that I have a coworker who was Scientologist for a while, and then he stopped because he was like, they wanted me to regress like past and into other lives. And he's like, that's not anything I'm interested in trying to do. Just a weird thought. And so I was like, how deep did you get into? And he's like, I don't know. My whole life changed. He's like, every single thing in my life. And I was just like, damn. Oh, wait, what part are we at? Which one is this? Apartment?
Yeah, when it comes back.
If I'm in last to make it, without the ring to take it, will my apartment make it? Will my, if I'm in last to make it, without the ring to take it, will my apartment make it? We'll be right back.
I'm in last again, with all the rain to take it, will my apartment make it? Will my apartment last again, with all the rain to take it, will my apartment make it?
All right. And we're back.
Hope you guys enjoyed the little sweet, sweet carnage. That was Apartment by Quee, who is now in the studio. Hello, guys. How's it going?
Hi. Hello. Hi.
So we got Matt and we got Paul.
Yep.
And this is what it's all about, you guys. So welcome. Yep. Welcome to the Hotbox. Welcome to our crazy little world.
Thank you. Thanks very much. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and we got Cassie on the telephone.
Cassie's still here. She's our other guest. So you guys, it's like, it's very, very meta. You get to talk to Cassie, who you would have talked to anyway, but she's home. So.
Yeah, she's our co-host with the cold.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Cassie.
Hi, Cassie. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. Yeah. I feel like crap, but I'm excited that I still get to talk to you guys.
Oh, aww. Thank you.
It's very nice to meet you.
Yeah. Thank you for not coming and sneezing on our faces.
I tried to not infect you guys before the holidays.
That was very, very kind of you.
Oh, well, you know what they say? You're actually contagious before you're actually sick, so we're all...
Yeah, and I licked your face last time I saw you, so I've got the fucking... cholera or whatever you have.
I woke up yesterday feeling a little under the weather and still sort of a little bit today. I pretty much spent the whole day in bed, so I don't know.
No, you gotta fight it.
Just don't spit in our mouths.
Immune system.
Yeah. I actually don't ever get sick. Do you get sick?
I get sick sometimes, but I have a pretty tough immune system.
Yeah, me too.
I try to give it all the fruits and veggies at once and get those nutrients in
totally,
there.
Yeah. All the fruit and veg. I think why I don't get sick is because I drink so much that maybe like it's preserved my organs like in formaldehyde almost. So like nothing's getting in here because I never even have a cold.
That sounds fail safe.
That works really well for a while.
Yeah, for a while. And then it starts deteriorating and you're shitting your pants.
Yeah, and then your liver gets really sad.
Yeah, no, I don't drink that much. I'm half kidding. Yeah. Just deflates. So you guys have a show coming up.
That's true, yeah.
You guys want to tell us the fucking scoop?
I'd rather not.
Oh, please.
No, right. we feel put on the spot.
What instruments do you guys play?
Oh, yeah, what instruments do you play? Let's go there.
Oh,
try that one out.
Paul, why don't you go first?
Well, I play the pan flute. I play the the penny whistle.
Mm.
I play the upside down left-handed trombone.
All right.
I love that trombone.
I run the Twitter page and the Facebook.
That's the most important part of being
really
in a band
is.
Nowadays.
Marketing. It's all marketing.
Most of my time with the band is now spent doing social networking.
Yeah.
So it's nice because it's all billable hours and I can bill it back to the band.
Oh, yeah, so and pass the savings on to you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. I owe Matt a lot of money from all that stuff.
It's totally.
Kind of awkward.
Cool.
Yeah. And, that's about it. Yeah, just the social media stuff. That's really all I do.
That's pretty cool.
Man.
I found that now that
so
I
have, who really created that awesome music?
Then? Yeah, really. What did we? Yeah, what is a band anymore? Do we even know?
We're both DJs.
Oh, okay, cool.
Who isn't a DJ?
I know, I love that. One of my friends was like, I'm gonna like start practicing being a DJ, and I was like, so you're just gonna be like playing things like, to people? Like, just the way she said it is like practice being a DJ, and she meant like laptop DJ. She didn't mean like two turntables. So it's even like I could totally probably do laptop DJ or DJ.
Learning how to
I think you could do it probably just an iPod.
Yeah.
You know, you could create a playlist in iTunes and then plug it into the. Whatever.
I play the didgeridoo too.
Oh.
Yeah, I actually tried the didge, and it's hard. You have to do too many things. Like you have to like be breathing and making a fart mouth.
Oh yeah.
And like talking, like breathe
mouth.
Talking. Like I can't even.
Really? It's not just like blowing into it like a horn?
Like a
Well,
no.
You have to make the like fake fart noise. Yeah, you have like to make your mouth like, trombone.
Like
Yeah, there's an embouchure
the
for that.
You have definitely. To motorboat your mouth. Like it's like a motorboat the didge. And like it'll probably make that noise, but then you also have to be talking like kind of, but breathing. I don't know. I couldn't do it.
I like single reed instruments. Those are the ones I got down.
Single Oh, like what would be
like
a single reed?
Saxophone and clarinet.
Saxophone.
Yeah, I'm secretly an awesome alto player.
Are you really? I didn't know
really?
That.
I only break it out like once a year to play Christmas music.
Yeah. Nothing sexier than a girl blowing on a horn.
I know. My neighbors hate me sometimes.
I can't stop eating these.
Oh, actually, could I have a couple
Whoever's
of those candies?
Over there. I feel you. I can't. I'm trying to figure out how to watch
forgetting
you guys.
To hit the
You're getting us sick.
Button.
I know. Can you see us? Like, I don't even know if there
I'm
is a camera
to figure
in
out
here.
This website to try and watch you guys through the video camera, but I can't
maybe the video
see
camera's
anymore.
Not on.
I hear it's just kind of we don't got like.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Go to Ustream.
Probably the middle one, but I can't tell.
Type in Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, it might be the middle one. He actually Ustream. Had three up. So yeah, go to. Oh wait, sorry, Cassie. Nicholas
video.
Just told
just
you.
Just go to Ustream.
My video.
Yeah, and just type in Skid Row Studios in the search bar, and it should take you to like some live player or something. It should be working.
Dude,
if you're listening out there and you don't want to listen, you want to actually watch us, ustream.com.
And then look for Skid Row Studios?
Yep. Skid Row Studios.
All right.
And if you're out there, you can call us at 1-800-893-9562.
And then we'll flip you off and you can see it and hear us talk at the same time. We're going to fucking...
Screw you.
We're going to do it. All right, cool. Well, I didn't even know that. I'm going to just be creeping
so
on Skid Row
cool.
all day.
You know, I was actually kidding when I said I didn't want to talk about the show.
Oh, yeah.
I Let's just, get back. Well, you missed your chance.
You gobbled its balls, man.
Let's move on. I don't have time.
No, but let's hear it. What about the show? Because I actually want to go. I'm trying to get Mindy and Cassie to come with me.
We're playing at the Echo on December 28th.
That's the regular Echo.
The regular, the upstairs Echo.
And the 28th is Thursday?
28th is a Friday.
Echo. Friday, okay.
It's
cool.
A Friday.
I'm free on Fridays.
It's our first, it's the first show we've played. It will be the first show that we've played in like over 4 years.
Exciting.
Okay, cool. Dude, I'm stoked about this.
Yeah, we're stoked too.
Do you guys know who else is playing or is it, well, it's
yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter cause as long as you guys are there. She can go and I can go. We're both free. And Cassie, are you free Friday? Oh, if you feel better.
I'm going to be in Seattle, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Damn, Digga.
Yeah. I don't know if you have any Seattle homies, but Seattle's a popular listening audience for us.
Yeah, we do.
Box.
Seattle, the city?
Yeah, we got a lot of Seattle listeners.
Yeah. We get some Seattle callers, too. Yeah, some Seattleites.
The other band that's playing with us at the Echo, one of the other bands is from Tacoma.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, it's pretty much the same thing.
You know their name?
Yeah, they're called Lozen.
L-O-Z-E-N.
That's it exactly. And then the other group is called Tacos.
Yeah. I don't know so much about them. I guess it's a dude who used to be in another band that we used to know a long time ago or something. But
Well, damn, because you know what? If I just read the flyer, I'd be like, there's Tacos.
Yeah,
the tacos, stay for the band.
Come for tacos.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody ever comes up to him and they're like, I was told there'd be tacos at this event. Like, what is this jackassery?
You remember that there was a skate punk band a long time ago called Free Beer, and it was always
I've heard of them.
When they had flyers.
Yeah.
I fell for it once before.
I always thought it'd be fun to have a band called the Hot Lesbians, but have it be a bunch of like really like big like ugly hairy dudes that are like that fucking shred.
Oh
but
man, then, if I was a dude, I'd play in that band.
So would I. Like as a chick, I don't want to because
so
then it's like
I.
Yeah, the Hot Lesbians and like and just have it be like if you're the ugliest, scuzziest dudes, you look like you stink. And you fucking rock.
You have to stink. That's part of being a rock star.
Best believe you're gonna stink. That's exactly true.
Especially if you're a fat
one.
I stink.
Dude,
Cassie, you always smell like roses.
Yeah, Cassie, you are like a mythical creature that emits strawberry mist whenever you walk.
Right.
No, I'm always stinky in the hot box because it's always so sweaty in here.
It is. It's
warm.
We have to have the air conditioning off because it's too loud for the microphones. Mm. So
that was part of my agreement to come on the program here was no AC.
Yeah.
Makes my voice sound strange.
Yeah. It's on your writer. You're like, I no AC, no direct eye contact.
Yeah. No one's been looking at me. Perfect.
No. That's why I had to call in, because I couldn't bear to not look you in the eyes.
I know.
Cassie does have a 1,000-yard stare, that's for sure.
I have an intense gaze, so it's good. Good we didn't meet.
Turning bitches to stone.
It'd be a staring contest.
Yeah.
So I know you guys have a new album coming out. Is it going to be out for this show, or when is it released?
Tentatively going to be released in March of next year.
It's going to drop.
Yeah, it's going to drop.
2013.
Yeah, 2013. bitches.
Yeah.
And I think we're hoping for March.
Okay.
Cool.
We are going to play material from the new record
at the
shows.
Yeah, so you'll all have that to look forward to.
You want a sneak peek? Go there.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a good time to me.
Yeah, and I hear it was like a pretty cool recording process. They got to work with some people that we really admire.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, we got to work with a producing team called Deaf Nephews. Toshi Kasai and Dale Crover of the Melvins.
Cool.
And
very cool.
Yeah, we had a splendid time.
Yeah, it was really very,
I smoked
very
a joint with Dale Crover once.
You did?
What? She did.
I smoked a joint with Dale Crover one time. It was the most amazing experience of my life.
Prove it.
That's so badass.
Let's call him. Prove it.
My friend was selling weed to a band that was opening for Melvins, and so we got to go to sell this guy weed. And then Crover heard that we had weed.
He smelled
it. And approached us and was like, yo, you guys got some weed? And so we rolled a joint and we smoked. He didn't say anything to us. He was too cool, but he still smoked with us.
Cassie, you always have the most amazing adventures.
What do you think? He was cool, or do you think he was shy being within your beauty radius?
Yeah,
did you ever think about that?
He
didn't care about me at all. I wish he did. I thought he was so cool.
Aww.
I'm sorry, Mindy.
No, he was a nice guy, I guess. But he didn't have much to say. He was the coolest dude on the planet.
He's really, really nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, he smoked a joint with Cassie.
Well, that's exciting.
With baby Cassie. So,
how long did it take to record?
Yeah.
What was the environment like?
We went to a studio in North Hollywood called Entourage for 3 days and did almost everything. And then we did the rest of it over about 6 weeks and at Toshi, the engineer's home studio.
Okay.
Yeah, for overdubs and vocals and whatnot.
Yeah, and different percussion.
Lots of toy percussion on.
That's really, really cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I love percussion toys.
It features probably 80% more than our last record. Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, we got spoons. We got a washboard.
You do?
Yes.
We got a bicycle
washboard.
Ringer.
Yeah, washboard, dude.
We got
Casio.
We got plenty of Casio.
It's the first record that we've done that has any bass on it too.
Really?
Yep. Some all bass right. guitar. Portamento.
Fucking sweet.
Oh, man, on my first studio recorded record, I insisted on bringing and playing this thing called a thunder drum, and it didn't fit into any of our punk rock songs. Do you know it? You shake it, and it has that little thing.
Those things are cool.
Yeah, so then cool. Our second album, the bassist wanted to put distortion on his bass. I was like, no, it sounds so much better. I hate distorted bass. We need a clear tone, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, please, just let me have my thunder drum.
Oh, you guys will always have your thunder drums.
Oh, man.
Wait, did
that's
you let
so
him?
So epic.
I let it in. I let him have the distortion. It's there on the CD.
I love you, Mindy. See, because you're a team player. You're nothing if not a diplomat.
I didn't think that.
So. Hey, you got to have the fuzz bass. You got to have that fuzz bass.
Why do
sometimes,
you
sometimes.
Have fuzz bass?
Sometimes. I like the open tone.
I don't think we have any fuzz bass on the record.
None.
It really depends on the band and the song.
Who
I
does
think,
the bass on your recording?
I do.
You do?
Me.
Nice.
Matt.
And you also do some guitar.
I play guitar.
Like when you're live, you play guitar.
On the songs with bass on them, I play bass. There's no guitar.
Oh, okay.
It's lead bass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, for sure.
Lead bass.
I really
lead and rhythm bass too.
Nice. That's really cool. It's gonna be a good show.
I hope so. We're really excited, and
Well, yeah, with that much bass. I mean, how do you have a bad show?
Are you guys going to play the spoons at the show in real life?
Say what now?
What's up with the spoons? How do the spoons get incorporated into your live performance with just the two of you?
Well, we've stopped using drums on most of the songs and guitar on a lot of them, so we can focus mostly on the spoons.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, you know that song Spoon Man by Soundgarden?
Yeah.
It's like that. It's just like that.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. It's like
I'm canceling my trip. I'll be there.
No, no, not musically, but just thematically. You know, it's just about spoons.
Okay.
The song is about spoons, and that's what our music is like, but the music doesn't sound like that.
Yeah,
the music is about spoons.
It's about spoons.
Yeah,
played with lots of spoons.
Spooning on stage. Spooning.
Is there on stage spooning?
No, but we've spooned.
Yeah,
Matt and I have spooned.
You spoon your homies.
You spoon your bandmates.
I feel that. Yeah, any band that tours together, there's probably been some interband spooning going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Just to save on, you know, central heating and stuff. You know?
And sometimes we'll just, like, take our shirts off and kiss.
Good. I like that. That's big
cut
business for
chase.
Me. Yeah, cut right to the chase. Just get in there. Get in there and get it going.
Yeah, I know, when Matt asks for a back rub, I know what he's really asking for.
Yeah. A front rub.
Oh man, like I can hear the colors.
I feel uncomfortable. That's what the it always starts that way when the back rub, but then
I feel uncomfortable.
We loosen up.
Yeah. We need to get those knots out.
Yeah, really. Get them right in.
Do you as a tour you guys have toured, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Road Boner? Does that ever happen to you? Where you're just in the road in the bumpy van
that's
for
a band
so
name.
Long that like it just gets hard because of the vibration.
I don't think so.
No, actually, I get plane. I get aeroplane boner.
I get
okay,
boner.
Maybe the vans
boner.
Aren't shaky.
I get boners
enough.
On the bus.
Oh,
maybe
bus
you need
boner.
To ride in my van.
Is that a threat or a
yeah,
promise?
Mindy.
Dude, she's trying to make him acquire road boners.
I've actually had a boner for like probably the last 3 hours.
Okay, you should see a doctor about that. If your situation worsens or
I'm going to give it
better.
Another hour, and then I'm going to call the 800
yeah,
number.
So after the good episode, idea. If needed, you know where to go.
Yeah
the tour vans, it's usually a bunch of smelly, gross dudes. So yeah, I almost never get boners in the van.
Yeah.
Bus boners makes me laugh, though.
The vibrations are easily counteracted by the grossness of the dudes in your presence.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The boner.
I guess being that's
never
Cassie, pretty much yeah. makes me lose my boner every time I get in there.
Yep.
Yeah, God. Nothing like a boner loser. That sucks.
Hey, we should say boner some more.
Yeah, you know what? We have a running thing on this show. Like,
oh, yeah. Every episode, it ends up with poop talk.
Poop talk.
Oh, God, no.
Wiener talk.
We had to bring it up.
Poop talk.
You brought it up.
We don't really have to talk about it, but we definitely,
there's
like,
always, somehow it goes to either poop or butts.
Poop or butts or boners. Almost every show.
I'm a butt man.
Yeah.
I can't speak for Matt. Matt, are you a poop man or a butt man?
I'm a boner man.
I'm a
man.
Butt girl. Like, even girls, it doesn't matter if it's a girl or a guy. If I'm, like, in a place and there's a butt somewhere within my vision, like, my glare goes to it. And I catch myself, and I'm like, oh, I'm checking out an ass again.
Isn't it funny you can say, like, I'm a butt guy, but and that sounds hetero, but if you say I'm an ass man, it sounds gay. Like, you're a gay guy. Like,
it does?
Well,
I'm an ass man.
A guy referred really? To himself as being an ass man, and for some reason, like, my head went to, like, he's an ass man, like a superhero.
The ass man.
Yeah, like, he's coming
like,
to get you.
Like Assman.
Yeah, like Assman. Howard Assman.
Assmanship.
Attorney at law. So, yeah, do you guys want to do...
Yeah, I was going to say, we have two songs ready to play. Are they both by Kui?
No. The first one is what?
The first one is Freeze.
Freeze, that is by Kui. It's off our last record.
And that's with our friend David Yao singing the vocals there.
Okay. And
actually, Matt's
right?
doing backing vocals on that too.
Yeah.
My hero too.
Yeah, David was in Kui for a while.
Yeah, and
very cool.
He's known for being in Jesus Lizard.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's playing at the show at the Echo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's, and then the song after that is?
Oh, it's Pauline. It's another group that I play with.
Mm-hmm. So Paul has Pauline.
So there's mm-hmm. Paul's got Pauline, but so it's going to be Quee first, Pauline second.
Yep.
Right. Okay, cool.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to take a little music break so you guys can enjoy and we can go smoke a joint.
I've always wanted to do this real quick.
Yeah.
Great.
That's it. Well, all right.
That felt real good. That felt real good.
You're all dead.
You're all dead.
Too many roads, and I'd like to
That was Pauline. And before that, you heard Kui.
And that last song by Pauline was called My Old Man Played on the Radio. And I actually didn't remember to ask what the Kui song was called that played before that.
Freeze.
Freeze. All right. So, you're all dead. That was pretty. I'm glad we got to hear two different bands. It's the first time we've done that here, where we've had, like, more than one.
Oh, you should always do that.
I'm going to start.
Bring as many people as possible.
I mean, if you look at how well it went tonight.
Yeah, and have people that refer to their side projects as sideys, which I heard somebody say this weekend, and it made me laugh. So
my sideys?
Yeah. I never heard that.
I was like, what do you mean?
I used to have a lot of sideys.
Yeah, that's exactly how they put it. They're like, oh, no, it's this other thing I'm doing. I have a couple sideys. And I had to be like, can you break down what the shit you're talking about?
I got a wicked case of sideys, man. Yeah. It's inflamed. It's all over my groin.
Yeah, fucking type 2 sideys.
Sideys B plus.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty great. Well, I mean, yeah, sideys. I don't have any sideys. But I guess you could technically say this is a sidey, but it's not really. This is just my main squeeze.
Your main project?
I have a sidey with... with my lady friend Amy,
mm-hmm.
we have a singing group called the Gaylords.
Yeah, oh. Dope.
Excellent group.
I mean, one of the top. We're probably number two behind Pauline.
Very nice.
As far as you know, really really good bands. You know?
Yeah.
And the Gaylords is the kind of name where you know what you're getting yourself into. You know that's going to be some. They're going to be busting out some sick jams.
We were visiting my parents in Michigan, and one of the neighboring towns where they lived was called Gaylord, and we thought that was really funny, and it sort of came from that.
I went to school with a girl whose name was her first and last name was Tamsin Gaylord.
Fantastic. And,
with a hyphen?
No, like her name was Tamsin and her last name. And what's weird is she was named after Tamsin Donner, who like was one of the Donner Party family members, which I thought was like so metal to be named. Like it really is. Like,
I've always been way into the Donner Party.
Me too. I actually have. I'm so, dude, I've got books about the Donner Party. But yeah, no, the fact that her last name was Gaylord, I tried not to give her shit, but like it's hard when you're a little kid.
It's hard when you're an adult.
You're like, you're
even
all
harder,
gay.
Actually, it's way harder. Lord.
It's really, yeah. I probably say things are gay, like all, like more than I should. And I'm tolerant of all different lifestyles. But because I grew up with saying that, it's still hard for me to not be like, I don't know, guys, that sounds really gay.
Yeah, I kind of got that stuck too. But I'm pro. I'm
pro
super cool
too.
With,
super pro
with gay, and I'm happy all the time. So I guess I'm kind of gay.
Something gay, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly.
Were we going to do something gay called prank calling?
Yeah, so we're we're gonna do a call right now, and basically our homeboy Matt, we're gonna ruin someone's life, or at least confuse them and befuddle them. So
live on the internet.
I'm really really excited about this. I used to do prank calls a lot with my sister, where we would call the same number and just be like, yeah, like over and over again.
Yeah, our wonderful sound man Nicholas is getting it set up. Thank you, Jeremy. Can't be here tonight because he's got to run to the Greyhound bus station.
Yeah. So are we?
All right.
We're getting dialed in. Yeah. Here we go.
So,
prank call. On the
Thank you for calling AutoZone. This is Martha. How can I help you?
Hey, Martha. It's Matt.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Martha. Martha, I don't think Martha could hear me.
Oh, Martha.
Martha could hear you. She just thought you were a weirdo, maybe.
Call her back. Call her back.
Martha.
All right, hold on.
God damn it, Martha.
I am...
Wow, that's never happened.
Such a fan of prank calling, so this is very epic and brings back memories.
It really
here.
Does. I just love that she's, like, not having it.
We're going to get her right back.
All in the zone. Auto zone.
Yeah, dude, she...
I didn't... Yeah, that... She wasn't being very helpful.
Yeah. You should ask to speak to a manager or something.
All right, I swear it's going to go well this time.
You were calling AutoZone. This is Martha. How can I help you?
Hey, Martha, can you hear me? Martha?
Does it sound like echoey, or is Martha like...
Nah, Martha's just a bitch.
Martha, use a bitch at AutoZone.
All right, try the 700 Club number.
Oh, 700 Club. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
My,
hold on.
My, I guess this is going to take a second. My friend Pete Beeman, who's sort of been my inspiration for this type of shenanigan since childhood, has gotten me kind of hip to just calling up the prayer line at the 700 Club and
yes, okay, yes, I'm so happy
straightening them out a little bit.
So we're going to have a hot box prayer moment.
Awesome,
a hot box moment of prayer.
You know, because of God and everything.
God loves stoners. Don't any of you forget that out there.
Stoners. God, no kidding. God loves the stoners.
Right.
Ring.
Thank you for calling the 700 Club.
You're welcome.
We're so glad you called.
So am I.
All of our prayer representatives are currently assisting other callers.
Yeah, oh, darn the luck.
Stay on the line, and we'll be with you in just a moment.
Hopefully it won't take too long.
They might not know that this is a life and death situation and that we need their prayer right now.
Well, and apocalypse, guys. Mm.
So while we're on hold with this lovely music in the background, do you guys have anything to say about this upcoming apocalypse?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think if it's going to happen, there's probably fuck all I can do about it, right?
Yeah. I hope we're given notice so then we can...
Get some beer.
Yeah, get some beer.
I already bought my vodka.
I totally agree.
I went apocalypse shopping today. I got a new can opener, some batteries, a knife, and some vodka.
I discussed it with, you know, my spiritual advisors and stuff, and... They all agree that it's okay if we get some beer if it's the apocalypse.
So. Yeah.
I'd like to maybe call my folks, too. I can't believe how long this is taking.
I don't think it's really going to happen. And this is Mindy being factual, but I know all of the horrible things that could happen at any moment.
Oh, I thought you meant the phone call wasn't going to happen. Oh. I was like,
I don't think we can predict it. But what I do predict happening is possible chaos.
Hello?
Good morning. Thank you for calling the 700 Club. This is Messi. How may I help you?
Hi. I was just having a bit of a problem. I was hoping I could maybe discuss with you.
Yeah.
I have some new neighbors, and I'm having some differences with them.
Don't just cool down on that one because they might be different people. You know.
Oh, they're different.
Uh-huh. Yes, that, don't worry. Tell me what is going on. Your name, Steph, first?
Oh, sure. My name is Matt.
M-A-N-N?
M-A-T-T.
Oh, Matt. Mr. Matt.
Yeah.
So what are they doing?
Well, they're Vietnamese.
Uh-huh.
So you can imagine my dismay when I saw their moving truck pull up.
At all. But, you know, you would be all right, though.
Well, can you maybe pray... I don't wish them any harm. I just think that it would be nice if they would move somewhere else.
But what are they doing? Are they doing something?
Well, like I said, they are Vietnamese from Vietnam.
Okay, but you know, don't be like that.
Again, like I said, I don't wish them any specific harm.
I said don't be like that because if you be like that, you'll be troubled a lot.
Well, here's the thing. My partner Paul and I, we've been in our home for 6 or 7 years now. And we've really tried to make the neighborhood nice. And
they are not so clean, though. I know that.
What's that?
Okay, they are not so clean people, but I know that, you know?
Right. Right. And I'm a bit of a neat freak, if you will. And my partner, Paul, is as well. So anyway, is there any kind of specific prayer that you could say to help with this?
Them, you know, are they moving close by you?
They're right next door. I mean, I can hear them.
It's a lot of them will be living in the same room too. But you can. You know,
I know, and I mean, doesn't it say?
You know what you can do?
I'm pretty sure it says somewhere in the Bible that you're not supposed to do that. Does it not?
Because God, you know, said, "Love your neighbor like yourself."
Well, my neighbor is not like myself. Like I said, again, they're Vietnamese.
But they are God's people. God created all. Everybody. Even me and you, I don't speak like you, but God created me. So
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, you know, if you have it like that, then, you know, I know you don't have nothing against them, but it's the cleanliness. Some people are so clean, they don't want people filth around them.
Exactly.
And maybe you happen to be one of them. And me, sometimes I'm like that too. I don't like filth. So if I see somebody who is making something feel, I say, oh, Lord, I go and clean it, you know?
Wow. This is just mind-blowing. So am I going to get am I going to get a prayer here or what?
Yeah, you're going to get a prayer.
All right, well, let's have it.
You have a relationship with Jesus?
Yeah, I would describe it as platonic, non-exclusive.
Okay, let us pray. Father, today I thank you for my brother. Lord, you created all of us. We are all different.
Wait. Can you take that last part out?
We are all different people.
Okay, different.
Different. We are all different, but we are all your children. Some like filth, some do not like filth. Some are clean, some are not clean.
Boy,
today I pray that you will give my brother patience and tolerance for that people coming to live there. But Lord, I pray that the people will also keep the area clean, that they will be very neat people who will clean. They are very neat people who will love. They will be people who can keep the environment clean, that everything will be peaceful, Lord. You just tune them to do the right things in the area that will not upset him. And Lord, put love in his heart for the forest.
No, not my heart. No, hey, listen, I'm going to cut you off because I just gotta go. Thanks. Bye.
Praise Jesus.
Oh,
praise
my God.
Jesus.
Another episode of the Hot Box is over.
Wow.
We will see you not Christmas, but maybe on January 1st.
I miss you guys. That was great.
Thank you. December 28th at the Echo.
December 28th at the Echo.
Get into it.